This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who was earlier fired, has been arrested along with her husband at their Long Island home. ABC's Aaron Katursky says charges include fraud and conspiracy.
According to federal prosecutors, she was secretly working for China and trying to steer remarks by New York state officials to be more favorable of China, less so of Taiwan.
Both Linda Sun and her husband Christopher Hugh are due in federal court this afternoon. The first presidential debate hosted by ABC News now 1 week out. Along with debate preps, candidates are targeting key swing states. The Harris Walz campaign kicking off their reproductive freedom bus tour in Florida, starting in Palm Beach County, former President Trump's backyard. One person is confirmed dead, and the search continues in Connecticut for two people still missing after a boat crashed into a jetty in Old Saybrook on Monday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Talk of separating the University of Wisconsin in Madison from the rest of the UW system is sounding more serious. A legislative study committee on the future of Wisconsin State Universities talked about it Friday. Some committee members say the UW-Madison has needs and challenges that no other UW schools have. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz telling a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history.
From sticking up for workers to voting for fair legislation to walking picket lines, she was there with workers every step of the way.
President Biden comes to Westby on Thursday, and Donald Trump travels to Mosinee on Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WLCX. President Biden is coming to the La Crosse area. The White House confirms the president will make a stop in Westby on Thursday. It's Biden's first Wisconsin visit since he dropped out of the presidential race in July. Donald Trump was in La Crosse last week for a town hall-style campaign event. The White House says President Biden will talk about prescription drug costs, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing. The National Weather Service is confirming two tornadoes touched down in western Wisconsin from storms the night of August 29th. The first tornado touched down about 3 miles west of Beldenville in Pierce County. It traveled about 6.5 miles in 9 minutes before dissipating near Black River Falls. The second tornado struck near Interstate 94 in eastern St. Croix County. That one tracked for 1 mile and lasted for 2 minutes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine today with warm temperatures climbing to the upper 70s. Tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to lows near 50. And for tomorrow, sunshine holds tight as highs flirt with 80 degrees, all ahead of showers and maybe a storm Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, That was a lot better than the original person.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know. Now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Summers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Mr. Summers, we are into September. The old song, see you in September. Well, here it is. We are here. It is in September, and we're ready to go. I'm not sure exactly what time precisely it happened, but somewhere over the weekend, fall arrived, autumn. The temperatures have cooled down. I'm sure you're a happy camper.
Which is very nice. Yes, I am indeed a happy camper.
Well, good. I'm glad. Welcome in, everybody. Glad to have you back here on a back to work and back to school Tuesday. We can use the phrase once again. I know a lot of public schools, some private, going back to school today. Universities getting back in the swing of things today and tomorrow. Autumn is here. All is right with the world. Wisconsin Badgers eked out a win over the weekend on Friday. Boy, my prediction of 3 or 4 losses may have been a little bit optimistic because the
whatever makes you say that.
Well, you were there at the game. It was not pretty.
Technically we have a quarterback. That's what I'll say.
Well, see, I think that Braden Locke, the guy that we was back this year, I think he should be the guy, but you know, they got this Dick Van Dyke guy or whatever the hell his name is, Van Dyke, and he was putting the ball in places where it could have been picked off. I just don't think they were not great throws. That was my problem with it. Our defense did not. There's no identity. You understand, Mr. Summers? There's no identity with this Badger football team yet, and I'm a little peeved, if you can't tell.
Yeah, definitely. And air raid offense, I don't know about that, but certainly magnetized to the opponent's hands. It's like he was trying to throw as many picks as possible.
I know. But they got to win. The important thing is, you know, the wins. It's all about wins and losses in football. Not so much, how many points you win by, unless you're really competing for, you know, those last 2 or 3 spots in the playoffs. But anyway, the Badgers got to win. We'll be happy about that. We'll hear from Brady Ewing later on this week. And now here's the thing. I made my picks last week, and now he has the advantage of seeing the first game. So we have to qualify his picks on that, I think, a little bit this week.
Yeah, I think his numbers may end up different from yours, but he did have more data.
Yeah, more data to work with. That's for in more ways than one. The guy is just, he is a football icon, so he's going to know more about me. It doesn't matter whether he saw the game or not. So Brady will be with us a little bit later in the week to talk a little football. Also, over the weekend, if you can't tell, for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, the old X, the old Twix, I am back in my Milwaukee Brewer baseball jersey. Wow. Now, talk about the opposite of Badger football. How about Milwaukee Brewer baseball? I was at the game yesterday. Luke Mathers was kind enough to take pity on me, get a couple of tickets for me out of the old mink bag, mink oiled bag, and took my friend Rob and Daggett, his lovely wife and daughter, his daughter's first game. So that was cool. We got another little certificate. Yeah. And Cadence, hello, and glad she was able to enjoy her first game down there. Rob was my trainer, one of my trainers for 4 years at Orange Shoe Fitness. And, you know, I said last week on the show, I got my annual physical results back. And, you know, for a dude my age, doing pretty darn good. Thank you very much. On no, like, cholesterol meds, no high blood pressure meds. And that's largely due to the fact that I got my posterior worked off, literally and figuratively, by Rob in the gym when he was my personal trainer. So I thought, well, you know, just as to say thank you. I hadn't seen Rob in a while. Great guy. And so we went to the game. Beautiful day yesterday at AmFam Field. And we were there. And more importantly, the Brewers are hot against the evil St. Louis Cardinals. I say that, of course, because the Cardinals beat the Brewers in the 82 World Series. More on that in a minute. But the Brewers were, it was Freddie Peralta on the mound, gave up one home run early and kind of came back little by little. And then later on, Jackson Chourio, the Brewers rookie phenomenon, stepped to the plate with the bases loaded and iconic play-by-play man Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, on the call across the Brewers radio network, including some of our civic media stations as well. Here's Uke's call with Chourio at the bat.
Set to work. Runners lead. First, second, and third. The pitch. Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! Jackson Chourio just hit one with the bases loaded. And they add four more on the rookies. Grand slam home run. His 18th of the year. Wow.
Wow. And how about Uke, 91 years old, and the guy's still getting it done. Still got the chops to broadcast like that. Perry says, Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says Uke is 90. Sorry about that. And a great observation. Bob Uecker is 90 on that call, and Jackson Chourio is 20. Think about that for a minute.
That is crazy. And awesome that he can still be involved.
Right?
And involved so well.
And Chourio is 18th home run, his second grand salami of his rookie season. Brewers are doing great. In first place, I believe, now 10 games or 11 ahead of the Cubs. The Cubbies lost late last night. So it could be 11 games now. I think the Brewers' magic number is below 20, like 13, 14, something like that, maybe 15. Zomers will look it up for me. The Brewers are just going great. They're going to win the Central Division. How far can they go in the playoffs? That is the question. Coming up in the second hour, in the 1 o'clock hour, we are kicking off today. We announced this on Friday in case you were on the road and missed it. Today we are kicking off Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. Now, this is a smaller version of our company-wide Text to Win contest that I believe there's another one coming up later this autumn. But this is a little thing that Phil Nee, our friend and colleague at WRCO in Richland Center, he and I put this together, and a corporation was kind enough to give it their blessing. And here's the deal. Because we have these wonderful friends who've been on the show a couple of times, Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, originally from Wisconsin. They live out in L.A. now in films. Kelly Call ran CBS for a long time, made it the icon that it is today. And they have a new film coming out on the 13th, Friday the 13th of September, called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Very excited about this. And as it turns out, WRCO Richland Center was one of the original Brewer affiliates when they first got into a plane in 1970, 71. And yes, Jeff Perry, it is a statewide contest because our show is statewide. Thank you for remembering. So second hour, Every day this week, Phil's going to do this on his show between 8 and 9 in the morning on WRCO in Richland Center. If you listen in southwest Wisconsin, that's FM 100.9. But if you don't live there, that's fine. Just download the Civic Media app, scroll down to WRCO Country and Community, and listen in to Phil, and you can enter in during his program between 8 and 9. And then on our show here, every day, now through Friday, between 1 and 2, we are each going to give you a word. Remember how we did this? We give you a word, and then you text it in to the text line. And at the end of the week, we are going to choose, well, every day, by the way, every day this week, one lucky winner is going to win a pair of tickets to our beautiful club-level seats that I was in yesterday for the game on Sunday, September 22nd. It's a 1 p.m., 1:10 p.m. game against Arizona. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets every day, and then our grand prize will be two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. Now get this, it's going to include the VIP reception. Many of the Brewers from the 82 team will be there. A post-movie Q&A, that's question and answer, with the filmmakers, Kelly Call and Sean Hannish, at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha on Wednesday, September 11th. We're throwing in a hotel for one night, a one-night stay, and a $100 quick trip gas card to get you there and back. How about that, Mr. Zutmers? Can't beat it with a stick.
Certainly cannot.
Right? This is going to be fantastic. So Phil and I are doing this all this week, so that's coming up in hour two. A little bit of Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside text to win contest. I cannot wait. It's going to be a great time had by all. Andrew in Maine already guessing. Already guessing things. No, Andrew, it is not Bat Boy or Ball Boy. And no, there are not too many pool boys in baseball. But we will give you the appropriate word in hour number two. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have our old friend and contributor and ongoing colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, comes in, tells us what is grinding his gears. Lots to talk about with Lukester today. All that at 1:30. And then, of course, in hour number two, we're going to talk about Brewers baseball and this great contest. So big, big show, Mr. Zommer, is coming up today. Over the weekend, it's a happy Labor Day, belated Labor Day. We had a great show. I listened to the show driving into Milwaukee yesterday. Well, it was actually in the parking lot waiting for the game. Occasionally, I turn the show on because I'm like, well, yeah, I should just called in the business, air checking, quote unquote. Right. You listen to yourself, and I discovered one critique of myself on yesterday's show. In the first, like, 3 or 4 minute period, I used the term whatnot. Like three times. I'm like, Todd, quit saying whatnot. So I apologize. But that's good because you don't pick that up in real time.
Exactly. And I would never have noticed that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because I like the word whatnot. But.
So that's the one thing I caught. And the other takeaway from the show, and forgive me, because I don't do this, I don't think too often. The other takeaway from the show is that was a heck of a good show.
I thought so too.
And not because of me. Not because of me, understand. But we had Trigvi Olsen, and we had Rick Smith on the program. We had Dan Schaefer on the program. And then we replayed our interview with Kelly Call and Sean Hannish. And kudos to you for doing all the editing and weaving that together. And I thought, well, you know, that'll work. I'd pay to listen to that. So I don't have to, but neither do you, actually. Everybody out there gets to do it for free. But hopefully you enjoyed yesterday's show. This one not off to a great start, but we'll get better. Come on back, talk a little bit about what Tim Walz said in Milwaukee, and also where does the Trumpster produce his clothes? Play you a cut from 2012 from Letterman and Luke Mathers straight ahead. It's the All Ball Show for Tuesday. Back to work, back to school, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Eagle WLCX, Lacrosse's home for matinee on air.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe."
Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write. Bye-bye, so long.
Past the hour of 12 noon, it is September 3rd, a Tuesday, 2024. That is a song, you know, when you're getting, when school is out, right? In May or June, you say, see you along, we'll see you in September. And now here we are.
Should have played it on the show last week.
But it's fine. But I appreciate you playing it now. But the summer for me, I'm not sure about you, the summer for me went like that. Just
absolutely
gone.
But that's normal.
Big shout out, by the way, to my lovely sister and brother-in-law, Heather and Mike, and all my friend Troy, all the educators, all the teachers going back to work, back to school, educating our young minds, my friend Tim down in Waukesha, all you people doing God's work, and I mean that sincerely, teaching, educating is becoming harder and harder, in my opinion, for various reasons. And yesterday was an appropriate time on Labor Day to thank unions like the Teachers Union, who has made it better for individuals to go into teaching. After Scott Walker in 2010, 2011, Act 10, you understand we have a teaching shortage in this state? We have a shortage of people going into teaching education. That's because of the changes largely in Wisconsin to the laws around collective bargaining for public workers. So for all those people who are hanging in there and educating our kids, thank you very much and welcome to day one. You got this. You got this. We appreciate you. We love you. And you got this. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I want to talk a little bit about Tim Walz. Speaking of Labor Day, was in Wisconsin, was in Milwaukee yesterday. And what he had to say about collective bargaining on this Labor Day. Here is a cut from Tim Walz in Milwaukee at the Labor Day Festival yesterday.
I can remember, and this was one, Republicans came up to me in one of my campaigns, and they said, Tim is in the pocket of organized labor. I said, that's a damn lie. I am the pocket. I am the pocket. And I told them, if you want to attack me for standing up for collective bargaining, for fair wages, for safe working conditions, for health care and retirement, you roll the damn dice. I'll take my chances on that. I'll take my chances.
Tim Walz, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota yesterday, running for vice president on the Democratic ticket. And he just says it so clear, right? And I think a lot of times that teachers' unions in particular have gotten villainized. But here's what doesn't get talked about too much. There's plumber unions and electric worker unions. There's all kinds of construction trade unions. You know, the people who are making a lot of money, quite frankly, and good for them. They deserve it. They work hard. People who have 40-hour work weeks that have weekends off, paid time off, good health insurance, a pension. That's all due to unions. That's all due to collective bargaining. And if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, if you're a contractor that's part of the trade union, I would think that you would support teachers having the same sort of opportunity to bargain for their conditions. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, happy belated Labor Day to you, my friend. What do you say?
Well, thank you for taking the call. Yeah, I was a teacher for over 40 years and a member of WEAC and the NEA for that length of time. And I do have a few thoughts about this. You know, the big era, the big lie from Walker and the Republicans at the time was those greedy teachers and the teachers union. They're just getting too much money and too many benefits, so we've got to curb the teachers' unions because teachers are better off than you are. And, you know, that's part of the Walker divide and conquer strategy. Mm-hmm. And what these people need to understand, and especially with the record profits of big corporations, those who aren't in a union need to join one and improve the benefits that they do have. And if you're not, and you can't get into a union for whatever reason, you need to vote for somebody that'll work to increase the minimum wage and work toward Medicare for all. Those are tides that will raise all boats. And how do you pay for stuff like that and support it? You tax the rich and the rich corporations instead of giving trillions away, like the 2017 tax welfare for the rich. And the rich, of course, are going to scream, well, this is redistribution of wealth. It's like communism. Well, what we're in now is the redistribution of wealth, but it's towards those that already have the most. Mm-hmm. And as Rick Smith has pointed out on his show, those who have that excess money, they have the power because of the excess money. They buy our politicians. You know, I don't care what you call it, donations or PACs or whatever. That's not communism. It is one description of fascism, and it certainly is a description of a wealthy oligarchy as well. Yeah. And unless we do something about this, we're in serious trouble. And unionization is, in my opinion, one of the best ways to deal with it.
Appreciate the call, Jack. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jack brings up a great point. Because a great talking point from the right, from the MAGA Trump people, the candidate, that somehow this taxing the rich, quote unquote, means, well, if you have a business, you're going to get screwed over. No, it doesn't mean that. We're not talking about sticking it to the individual who started a company from nothing, and now their company might be worth a couple, $3-4 million. What we're talking about, as Mark points out, people like Elon Musk, the major oil corporations, the major corporations who are making billions of dollars and who are getting away sometimes not paying any taxes at all. Remember when Trump's taxes finally got released, at least in large part, worth a couple of billion, on paper at least. Couple of years paid almost nothing in taxes. That's what we're talking about, to Mark and Rick Smith's point. And that gets misconstrued. And what a lot of people, small business owners, who I've been a small business owner for various reasons, wasn't a particularly successful one. But small business people are one of my heroes, some of my heroes. And a lot of them start from nothing. They don't get anything handed to them. And they have a great point. If I'm being successful in providing jobs and paying good wages and benefits, why should I be penalized? I agree with that. But we're not talking about the person who has the HVAC business or the restaurant. We're talking about multi-billion dollar companies. Great point, Mark. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Your phone calls. Gene from Eau Claire, stand by. And Luke Mathers is going to join us. Find out what's grinding his gears. It's a Tuesday, September 3rd, after this on the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
UW-Madison hosted an agronomy and soils field day at their Arlington site, where they shared their findings and the research they have been conducting. One of these topics was using cover crops to prevent weed growth. I am Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Dan Smith with UW-Madison gave some advice to farmers to help manage weeds in the future.
If we have another dry year, we want to terminate our cover crops for corn and soybean both before we plant. If we have adequate soil moisture at planting, but it looks like it's going to get dry, that's going to have to be a case-by-case, site-by-site indication of how good soil moisture conditions are by going out and doing some infield scouting. If you're universally concerned that the rye biomass is going to hog too much moisture, it's perfectly acceptable to terminate it early, but you're losing out on those weed control benefits, and you're losing out on that overall picture of you having that rye biomass maybe throughout the entire season to suppress weeds. In a wet year, I'm going to be very cautious about going out there because I want to terminate the cover crop. I want to have a good planting date, but I want to be able to use that rye cover crop to take up some of that excess moisture.
Dan Smith giving advice on how to terminate cover crops on a year-by-year basis to help manage weeds. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and your midday markets are coming up right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and now it's time for your midday markets from Chicago. The markets are seeing some strength as we come out of this long weekend, as September corn is trading at 383.5, up 5.5. December corn is trading at 406, up 5. September soybeans are trading at 984, up 2. November soybeans are trading at 10.06 and 3 quarters, up 6 and 3 quarters. September wheat's trading at 5.38 and a quarter, up 5.5. Class 3 milk contracts for September are trading at 22.52 a hundredweight, up 11 cents. And Class 3 milk contracts for October are trading at 23.22 a hundredweight, up 35 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tons of sunshine today with warm temperatures climbing to the upper 70s. Tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to lows near 50. And for tomorrow, sunshine holds tight as highs flirt with 80 degrees, all ahead of showers and maybe a storm Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Welcome back to the Town Hall overall show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. Back to school, back to work, and back to Tuesday Tangents. Too many T's, too much alliteration. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Lukester, welcome into September. Welcome into the unofficial start of autumn. We're back in it.
I don't accept that. Stop it. It's still summer. I don't have any kids. You don't have any kids.
I'm a childless cat lady.
Why are you killing summer? I'm a childless dog owner. Like, why? No, I hate this. Yes, I get it. Back to school for, you know, everybody that's got school-age kids, and it's the end of summer for them, but I don't adhere to the end of summer until summer truly ends. What is it?
22nd?
Yeah, 21st, fall begins right around there, early 20s of September. Yeah. So we got 2 weeks left of summer, in my opinion.
That's fine. I mean, my gosh, over the weekend, I mean, this weather...
It was amazing.
I tell people this is why we live in Wisconsin. This is from now until the end of October is my favorite time of year.
Yes, same here.
Really?
The fall. Yeah, the end of summer, beginning of fall, best 4, 5, 6 weeks if we're lucky. It varies every year.
The only benefit of global warming is that's extended a little bit longer.
It's one of those jokes I saw a lot over the internet over the weekend. Was just this is why we love the Midwest. It's these nice 6 days that we have, and it's just hopefully it's a little bit longer than that. But yeah, it's I refuse to admit that it's the end of the summer. My little nephew's birthday is the middle of September, and that's kind of to me. The mark.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. How old are you going to be this year?
He's going to be 6. Happy soon birthday, Teddy. We celebrated over the weekend because I got to see him for the holiday.
Yeah. All right, very good. Exciting Labor Day weekend. We were just talking before the break. Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota running for VP with Kamala Harris on. I said it right, Kamala. Yeah, sorry.
You said it right.
I've been listening to too much other news. Anyway, with Vice President Harris, I was in Milwaukee this weekend. We played one of the cuts talking about the fact that collective bargaining has helped get a lot of rights, and it doesn't matter whether you're in a plumber's union or electrical union, any of the trades who have these well-earned, well-deserved 40-hour work weeks, 8-hour days, so on and so forth. If you support that, you would think that you would also support those same sort of collective bargaining rights for teachers and for educators. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene, up in beautiful WCFW, up in beautiful Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Gene, we appreciate you holding. What have you got for us today, Gene?
Well, thank you so much for bringing up these significant areas of concern that impact everybody's lives. And I have to tell you, Civic Media is our only source for facts that impact our lives today and in the future, and the most important decisions that we will be making. With all of the propaganda going on, I mean, I can hardly stand to watch my television anymore because the billionaires are buying up these ads going after our fantastic senator who truly fights to support people's pensions, and that's Tammy Baldwin. They're using that same dirty ad that Ron Johnson used with a person in the parade running people over. Mm. I dang near died. I just got sick to my stomach. And I think, thank God for Civic Media talking about all these different issues so that people can get educated, because that's really important. And I remember during the Walker administration, we had a supposedly Democratic-type radio station that always had significant right-wing guest hosts. They could say anything they wanted and not be held accountable. Well, anyway, they would go nonstop after the teachers, just like Jack said. They'd say, oh, they get vacation in the summer. They weren't paid for that. They were doing jobs. I mean, to get more for their income. I mean, they attacked teachers and whether, oh, they don't hardly teach any classes. And I thought, where in the devil did you ever hear that? So unions are fantastic. They need unions. They need strong unions. Mm. And I just wanted to give my 2 cents worth, but keep up the great job informing folks, because people need information and they need the truth. Have a great day, and thank you guys. Keep up the great work.
Always appreciate it, Gene. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Look, I think a good reminder from Gene a little bit. We run what I call it a PSA, a public service announcement on this network, that we encourage people to get their news from a variety of sources. Mm-hmm. And we do run ads on political ads from both sides. We do have an internal, I'll call it a committee that reviews it. And our criteria, because you're on that, I'm on that, correct me if I'm wrong, is not so much do we like or agree with the ad, but is it fact-based? And we use that as a criteria to whether or not the ads air.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those aspects right now of the campaign season where there's groups and organizations coming out of the woodwork that you don't hear from most of the year. It's just like they pop up and they're start
like cicadas,
running.
Political cicadas.
That's a good equivalent. It is kind of what it is, and it's a lot of screeching and screaming and buzz, and it's something that is part of each political cycle. And I don't know if anybody, any media organization necessarily has the right way of approaching it, but I think we're trying to do our best here at Civic. Yeah. And I can tell you, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's words, his own words after that tragedy was, let's not politicize this. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think the Waukesha Parade is, I believe, the ad that Jeannie up in Eau Claire and I are thinking of is the same ad. Mm-hmm. But Senator Johnson said, let's not politicize this. And then a couple weeks later, it was leading up to his reelection campaign. I fear that some consultants or some political advisors told the senator, actually, we're going to politicize this. Right. And then all of a sudden, you see a lot of pretty disgusting political ads come out from this. And it's a shame that we're seeing him again in this cycle. 2-3 years removed from that incident, but it's a shame.
And remember, folks, that the reason you're seeing all of these, not all, but a lot of negative ads that are not fact-based, or at least it's a stretch. I mean, for me, it's a stretch to somehow criticize Senator Baldwin for a very tragic occurrence or cost loss of life in Waukesha based on how she voted on a policy in D.C. That's a pretty long ways to connect. But the reason you're seeing this is because in some polls she's up 7 over Eric Coveney right now because she's running ads with people she's helped talking about the positive things that Tammy Baldwin has done in this state, and she's getting stuff done. And unlike Eric Coveney, who's having fundraisers in Orange County, I'm not making that up. There was one last week that he was at. Mm-hmm. Tammy Baldwin's doing pancake dairy breakfasts in Richland County and Chippewa Valley and every place else in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where there's not a whole lot of people attacking Tammy for her voting record because her voting record is a pretty good one for the state of Wisconsin. Like even during the Trump presidency, Tammy Baldwin got more legislation passed than the Republican U.S. Senator at the time, Ron Johnson. Right. And so Tammy Baldwin knows how to work with all people to get results and deliver for the state of Wisconsin. And so it's why you see some of these grotesque ads doing this kind of hop, skip, and a jump to relate something that had nothing to do with her to her, because they don't have anything else to attack her with.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to do a tangent with Mr. Luke Mathers, let's go to Joe in beautiful Madison listening on WMDX. Joe, always a pleasure. What do you have today?
2 points I wanted to bring up in this discussion about unions, which is really important and very valuable. I appreciate their spending time on this. The first thing I would say is that you were mentioning the different people who belong to unions, pilots, et cetera. I mean, all sorts of different people belong to unions. And I would like to point out the fact that there is the SAG-AFTRA union, which, in addition to representing screen actors, that sort of thing, also represents broadcast journalists and media professionals. And included in that would be reporters, anchors, program hosts, news writers, editors, producers, all across the country. They are members of SAG. So you will have these right-wing TV hosts trashing on unions. At the same time, they are members of SAG, which has been extremely important for them in terms of their health benefits, in terms of retirement, in terms of negotiating contracts, all of that. So I find it a little bit, I suppose a nice way to say it would be disingenuous. Right. I suppose the accurate way to say it is, you know, slimy, you know. I mean, here you're trashing on it, and yet you are a member of a union yourself and use that for your own betterment and with good reason, you know. And so the other thing I would mention is that since 37 broadcasters have been able to join the SAG-AFTRA union. And I would just bring up a small story when you were talking about the importance of things such as workplace safety or other items. My father was just a laborer during the Depression, 1933, 1934. And I believe that was when FDR, with the pressures provided by the unions throughout the country, initiated the legislation that worked toward the 40-hour work week. My father remembered precisely the day that he no longer had to work on a Saturday morning. It used to be that he was, you know, 40 hours during the regular week, and then they had to work, the laborers had to work Saturday morning from 7:30, I think it was, to 12:30. Wow. So he could wake up on Saturday and have the whole day in front of him, which was just remarkable. Yeah. That came about from unions. We have it, that is now standard. But people really suffered to get to that place and suffered by strikes. They suffered by losing, you know, being tossed out of jobs because they had been involved in unions. These were hard-won fights. The right to have a 40-hour work week, to not have to work on Saturday, cost a lot of people a lot to get to that point. So let's celebrate it as we look to the future.
Always appreciate it. Thanks, Jill, for sharing that story. 855-752-4842. Luke had a chance waiting in the ballpark yesterday for the game, or on the way down, actually, to Waukesha. Tuned in our friend Greg Bach, filling in for Jane Matinair. Had a great show yesterday on Labor Day with our own Brian Kelly, who is a member of the Screen Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. It was a great interview. People could dial it up on Matt Nair on air on the podcast form. But I thought that Brian Kelly represented that story well, to Gene's point.
Yeah,
or to Joe's point, pardon
me. Yeah, Joe, tremendous points there. An excellent union, SAG. There's so many unions to thank for the labor movement that has gotten to the country to where we are. And it is interesting how you see some folks not aware these days of those hard-fought battles that labor had to win and to wage and then win to get us where we are today. And it sucks when you see the complacency, when you do talk about continuing to improve workforce conditions and unions driving those aspects of higher wages and better working conditions. And some people are just very complacent.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we don't have to do it. It's fine the way it is. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot to go when it comes to making sure that labor is accurately represented in these negotiations. And so excellent time off over Labor Day weekend. And I hope everybody had a good time to unwind, but also very important to remember why we got there.
Off the text line, our friend TJ says, my beloved Ronald Reagan was a union leader in Hollywood, later busted the Air Controllers Union and led the demise of unions in America. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I mean, Reagan, if nothing else, knew a good opportunity when he saw it. I'll admit that. You know, and as much for some things good that I think Reagan did do, I think as a former Republican, it's incumbent upon me to follow Stuart Stevens' lead from the Lincoln Project, also now a former Republican, and say, look, there were a lot of things leading up to Donald Trump that helped create Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think the breaking of the unions is certainly a part of it. And I need to fess up to that.
Yeah, I think it's an important aspect of the story of politics over the last 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. But there's good news. You still no better time to join a union. And labor is on the rebound. Like you see union participation growing in states around the country. And it's really showing, I think, because throughout the pandemic and the reshuffling and the kind of paradigm shift that we've had with work and work-life balance and all those things, there's no better time right now than to advocate for labor by joining a union.
And you look at my family, a large part of my family are educators and teachers, as I said earlier on in the show. And again, the late, great Morris Andrews, who led the Wisconsin Teachers Union, WEAC, for years and years, you know, a lot of people forget the strikes at Horicon and in Fenimore and things that happened in the late 60s, early 70s. It's a lot different than it is today. And to caller's points, people like Morris Andrews and a lot of people who will never be named because they did a lot of things to get us to where we are today. Come on back, more on the other side, 855-752-4842. What's grinding Luke Mather's gears is the title of Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome to the club. This is the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's a vibe. What is that, Mr. Zombers? What do you dig? What do you dial up there?
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Yep, Tangerine by Glass Animals.
Yep.
Tangerine by Glass Animals. Were they ever on Letterman?
No, I don't think so. They were not around.
A lot of bands got started on Letterman.
No, but these guys got started. Their first album, I forget when the first LP came out, but their album dropped during COVID.
So they're new.
Yeah, they're newer. Right. Much newer. Some young guys out of England. Yeah,
oh, really?
They were a really great show at the first post-COVID concert that I attended at the Sylvie in Madison. Yeah, it was a really, really good show. It was still back when you had to show the vaccine passports. Everybody.
I still got mine.
Yep, I know where mine is. You had to make sure you had that. And it was like March or April of 2021 as the vaccines were being rolled out. Mm-hmm. And it was a great show. It was a good time. We went with some good friends, and Kelsey and I had a good time.
All right, sounds good. What do you want to do next? Do you want to do a little Packers, or do you want to do what Trump did?
You got some Letterman clips.
Well, I found this interesting because, of course, Vice President Harris was in the White House with President Biden working on Middle East peace and out on the campaign trail with President Biden and on the campaign trail by herself, all at labor events. Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota was here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The Democratic side was all over labor, with labor, standing with labor on Labor Day. Meanwhile, the Trumpster down in Mar-a-Lago on the golf course. But he did put out a statement saying that his record speaks for itself on labor. Well, let's take a look, shall we, back at the old time machine, courtesy of Worldwide Pants Incorporated, David Letterman's production company from The Late Show. David Letterman, circa 2012, in one of my favorite Trump appearances with Letterman, where Letterman decides to take a look at where, remember when Trump ties and Trump clothes was a big deal? Here we go. Here's Letterman and Trump from 2012.
I have nothing against China. I just hate that their leaders are so much smarter than our leaders. 2016, we will not be the world leader anymore. We have been always.
But in 2016, China becomes the great economic leader.
Even
if Mitt Romney is elected, he says
that maybe he can turn it around.
Well, do you think he can turn it around?
I think we can.
Do you think Mitt Romney can turn it around?
I think he can.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
These were made, I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great. It's ties, shirts, cufflinks, everything sold at Macy's, and they're doing great. Number one selling tie anywhere in the world.
Number one selling tie anywhere in the world. You wouldn't wear that shirt?
We also have them in white and beautiful white.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. Okay. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties made? These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
Trump just shrugs.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know what, David, in all fairness, I've been very open about that, and not all of them, by the way, but I've been very open about that. Are you okay? Is the
no,
chair
I'm
was
fine.
Made
I just,
China.
Yeah, I know.
The chair was made in China.
The chair was made in China.
You buy that at Macy's, by the way.
Made in China.
made in China. The Trump clothing line was made in China and Bangladesh. Not a stellar record, Luke Mathers, on labor in the United States.
No, and I think when the former president, one of his first acts when he became president, early 2017, was hiring his daughter and his son-in-law, and they were rapidly applying for patents in China.
In China.
Like, this is where they did a lot of business, the Trump organization, the Trump name. And so, as the former president said, I think his record speaks for itself.
Yes, it certainly does. And there's proof. And just dial up that if you can. But to see the look on Trump's face when Letterman gets him, has the things right in his hand, Trump's kind of like, yeah, all right, fine, I got caught.
Yeah.
And Letterman's loving it. He's loving every minute of it, of course. Almost fell out of his chair. All right, Luke Mathers, it is 55 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. What's grinding your gears?
I think this one may be grinding your gears as well.
Give it to me.
We've got the season kickoff for our green and gold, our beloved Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
And now I got to worry about a new streaming service.
It's got the Peacock.
Yeah. You already signed up because they've got you before, right?
No, I haven't signed up yet. I may have to now.
Yeah. So all the way down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Green Bay Packers season is kicking off on Friday, and I got to figure out another dang app.
I want to see your Peacock. Your Peacock.
Exactly it. Yeah. It's only on the Peacock streaming service.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely grinding.
And it's not even on the free version of the Peacock. You have to have the paid subscription
You have to have the full Peacock.
So it's not even just download their app. You have to download their app and pay them to see it. It's going to be, it's a whole thing.
I may celebrate the game instead of going to Brazil, instead of watching the game on Peacock. I may just get a Brazilian wax.
And the Packers are going to be good. So, like, how many games do you think, my question for you, over under three and a half
losses?
games that the Packers will have that will go to these exclusive pain in the butt subscription services to have to go watch them this season?
I think it's over.
You think it's over? I have a feeling it's over too.
I haven't looked. I'll be honest. I have not looked.
But they were one game away from the NFC Championship last year. I think they're going to have a really good season, and they're starting off week one with this exclusive streaming app, and I fear is just going to become the thing as Packer fans. The pain that Chicago, they can't figure out their quarterback. Right. Minnesota always falls apart late in the season. Detroit, couple decades. Yeah. No, they're very good now, but for the last couple decades, irrelevant out of Detroit.
Yeah.
So the Packers' curse, though, is they're so good that we're going to have to sign up for, as Packer fans, so many different streaming services just to be able to watch the green and gold play.
It's sad, bad, not glad. You have to have Peacock. You're going to have Hulu.
Apple.
You're going to have Apple. You have to have
Amazon.
Disney.
You already need Amazon for every Thursday night.
Right, every Thursday.
I didn't even count. It's going to be the over.
I have Peacock. Maybe we can do a little civic media watch party. I can log in on one of the TVs here.
There you go. Zombers is volunteering.
One of these days, Luke, in the future, someone will put all this together in a box with a cable. They'll just come into your house. You'll have everything all together. Yep. Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
And then Jim Carrey's going to show up to your house, and it's going to be this whole insulation problem. Then you got a friend that you didn't want. It's the cable man.
Everything's circular. I saw kids now. Apparently, what's hot with kids, cassette tapes are coming back.
Really?
I did not know this.
I don't think they're really coming back.
Really?
I think it's a hipster thing.
I don't know. I was surprised that vinyl was making the resurgence that it was making once upon a time. And now vinyl is not that it's the strongest it's ever been, but it's the strongest it's been in a real long time.
So maybe cable will make a comeback. But you're right. People are going to have streaming now. It's
excellent news. Everything that's old is new again.
Yes. Yes. Double nickels is old is new again. I can't wait. I can't wait. Senior living will be fantastic. All right, Luke Mathers, we appreciate you.
Always a pleasure,
Thanks,
Todd.
Lukester. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers, always fantastic. Stay tuned, hour two. Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Your chance to win Brewer tickets and also a chance to go to Just a Bit Outside the movie. World premiere, VIP. Come on back on Civic Media's Ready Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Mandela Barnes with an update on how Wisconsinites can sign up now for big rebates that'll improve their homes and lower their utility bills.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.